Director Richard Donner has been making big hits since his first feature, The Omen, back in 1976, which he followed with Superman in 1978. But after that, his career was up and down until he hit it big again in 1987 with Lethal Weapon and its sequels. The star of those movies, Mel Gibson, is also the star of Donner's latest. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Maverick.
You'll catch the flavor of this movie right from the start, when Mel Gibson, talking in voiceover, first encounters an enemy played by Alfred Molina. "From the moment I met this hombre, I smelled trouble," he says, "and refried beans." Maverick, in short, is a spoof western like Cat Ballou and Blazing Saddles before it. And considering how few westerns are around these days to spoof, it's amazing how well it works, at least for the first hour or so. For those who grew up on the self-mocking Maverick TV series in the 50s and 60s, Mel Gibson will seem a perfectly appropriate choice to play Brett Maverick. No one self-mocks quite so energetically. Early in the picture, director Richard Donner and his screenwriter, the veteran William Goldman, construct a series of scenes that are a textbook example of how to create a likable hero in a movie. By the end of the film's first half hour, Maverick has established himself as an ace poker player, a superb street fighter, a jester, and a wit, and a complete fake, all at the same time. He has also won the interest, if not the heart, of a con lady named Annabella Bransford, who's played with great coquettish zest by Jodie Foster. The two carry on a flirtation that's a direct steal from Ernst Lubitsch's 1932 masterpiece Trouble in Paradise, with Annabella pretending to be amorous in order to get at Maverick's wallet, and Maverick pretending to be fooled in order to get at Annabella. Then these two meet up with a third character. It's James Garner, who first made his name playing Brett Maverick on the old TV show. This time he's playing someone called...
Cooper, Zane Cooper. Folks call me Coop. It suits me just fine. Coop.
Well, this silly-looking creature's name Maverick, and my name is Annabelle Bransford. I'm going to be taking this coach.
So am I. That ought to be fun.
Lord knows what that ruffian might have done had we been alone together on the stage for 2 days.
Well, I hope you can relax and enjoy the journey now. See, my feeling is that, weren't any women, none of us would be here.
Well, what kind of sense does that make? If there weren't any men, we wouldn't be here either.
Are you mocking me?
Well, we don't want you to get ruffled. Let's just say I was agreeing with you in a totally unusual way.
The movie rattles along pretty amiably for a while. The plot has to do with Mavericks trying to put together $25,000, which is the entrance fee for a championship poker marathon aboard a riverboat. The prospect of a climactic big game at the end almost gives you the illusion that this picture has a structure. Meanwhile, the movie's nearly encyclopedic in its spoofery. There are lampoons of every Western motif from marauding Indians to runaway stagecoaches, some of them genuinely funny, a lot of them pretty half-hearted. William Goldman is the man who wrote Butch Cassidy in The Sundance Kid, and he's very proficient at a certain kind of winking buddy-buddy macho, the jovially cynical kind that propels the Lethal Weapon movies, for instance. But Maverick's very familiarity begins to wear on you, and its air of self-congratulation finally grows noxious. Like almost every other big-budget star vehicle these days, this movie is over 2 hours long, and the longer it gets, the more it wears out its welcome. It might have been shrewder for the filmmakers to have left us hungry for more, especially if, as seems inevitable, they plan to bonk us over the head with a sequel in a couple of years.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.